90. Discipleship. Matthew 28:18-20. Am I encouraging and helping others to learn the teachings of Christ? Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Insight. In this passage, Jesus commands his disciples, all of us, to come and teach us to obey all that he commanded them. That includes this very command, which means that you and I are also to make disciples. That's what I just did with you by writing this book and sharing stories from my own walk of faith with Christ, which were meant to help incarnate his spiritual teaching and commands, or to put some clothes on the naked truth. I have tried to create a simpler way for you to become a disciple, student of Jesus Christ. If you feel I have succeeded in my mission because you are experiencing more of Christ in your heart now than you were before, I want to challenge you to teach them to others. Imagine if you led a coworker to Christ tomorrow, and then they look at you and say, "Okay, now what do I do?" Now imagine just handing them a Bible and hoping they will figure it all out, versus walking them through this book. Can you imagine the years you might be able to save them from searching all over for the answers to living the Christian life? Can you imagine how much faster they may begin to really know God or even be moved into their own fruitful mission? I want to encourage you to teach others using this devotional. And remember, the whole devotional has now been put online as a course on our website. Consider starting a group with other Christians or family members, even if it's only the two of you. Can you imagine the joy you will experience when you are the one hearing the kinds of testimonials that I have heard over the last 10 years since I wrote and printed the first edition of this book in 2014, after someone goes through the teachings of Christ? How will that make you feel to be the one who helped them experience Jesus Christ and find a true saving faith without them having to spend years aimlessly wandering through the counterfeit like I did? I'll end with another incredible story of God's timing. I finished the documentary, Though He Slay Me, on June 3rd, 2024, exactly 7 months to the day since the Lord brought Lisa and I to Cape Canaveral, Florida on November 3rd, 2023, where the beautiful ending of that story happened. He then led me to leave Florida, and we flew to California on June 20th, 2024. Hurricane Helene hit Florida 3 months and 7 days after we left, and Hurricane Milton swept across central Florida in the early morning of October 10th, 3 months and 21 days after we left. Without remembering exactly how it happened, I made my first move towards an updated version of the challenge exactly 7 days after we arrived in California on June 27th, 2024, 3 days later, on June 30th, I recorded day one of the new version. And before I knew it, I was knee deep in this huge project with all new updates, audios, daily emails, and an online course version. On two separate occasions, after the work had been started, I discovered God had kept us in Florida exactly 7 months and 17 days, just before he was going to lead me to do the 10th year edition of the John 7:17 challenge. Then, as the Lord himself can only do, I finished this 90th day of writing on October 15th, 2024, exactly 10 years after I placed the first order of 100 books back on October 14th, 2024. 5 days after I finished, the Lord moved us again. It had been exactly 4 months to the day after first arriving in California, which was a precise match to the 4 months to the day period which I was homeless for while writing the original challenge 10 years ago. And finally, after changing to a 5-day email schedule shortly after I started, and then taking a 1-week break around day 50, and then switching back to a 7-day schedule once I got caught up, the 90th day email, without any planning on my part, landed on October 30th, 2024, the 15th anniversary of my absolute surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look full in his wonderful face.